attention is the number one asset.
How old is you now, Gary?
Timberman, how old am I?
Yeah.
48.
Damn.
How about you?
44.
It's great.
I feel good, though. I'm still energized like a motherfucker.
Could you imagine? You know, I said this to somebody the other day. I'm 48. It's so crazy. Like, Zach has gotten very close to me quickly. I mean, Dustin's fucking 40 and he looks like 10.
He's Dustin, 40.
You're 39, right?
I'll be 39 tomorrow.
Guys,
damn.
This man is...
Tomorrow, he ain't even say that.
He's 39, he looks 7. But
yeah, he looked like he about 10.
Honestly, he really could... 25's a piece of cake for him. Piece of cake. You'd have to look a little careful. Like, you'd have to, like, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, how old are you?
I turned 26 December 17th.
Damn.
So with him, right? Basketball, working together.
He got it made.
Like, when I think about it, I'm like... Like, it's so crazy where my brain goes. You've heard me say this, Tyler. Like, I think Zach and I are just straight friends, like friends, like high school and college. Like,
yeah.
It's crazy. I really wish, this is why I put out so much content in this. I wish kids knew that you're gonna, if you're that type of person at 48, you're gonna feel exactly the same. Like, I don't feel any different, really. I've lived a whole life, had children, so like, went through real life. And kind of feel the same way I did at 25. Still as hungry, still as ambitious, still
driven.
As joyful, so still as simple. Like, it's super possible. And now shit's crazy. Like, when you and I were growing up, I just saw a thing on social media about the Sopranos, how old they were on the show. You saw it too?
Yeah.
They look so old for 43 and 47.
They was old as shit.
When we were, like now, look.
Damn, Tony looked old. Yeah.
Like I didn't realize like that whole street, like hip hop culture, sports, casual, like gamer, like that, like when I first started doing public speaking at 34, they told me the system that I was never gonna get big because I didn't wear a suit and tie.
That's bullshit.
14 years ago, but that's like how much has happened in the last 15 years.
It changed dramatically.
Like cat, like hat, like. A 48-year-old real businessman? There was only one way I saw that at 20. Suit, tie, old, glasses, gray, finished. You know, like.
The people at the meetings I've watched for 8 years, the outfits change.
Yeah, from 10, 15 years ago, people even saying something about how casual I was to now them being casual.
People started wearing sneakers, changed out of the way.
No, when I talk to people who are still in conservative spaces, it went from them snickering or making a razz to them being insecure about it and making a comment. Like, they make me wear this tie. Like, it's gotten that full throttle.
To whereas them people that come and speak with the suits and the bag, they look dated. And nobody want to deal with that shit. Nobody want to hear that shit. The athletes don't want to hear it. The business people don't want to hear it. Nobody, they want to be.
And I would say 5 years ago that was the way. Now even they themselves feel off.
Yeah, totally
unless
off.
Unless you're like Ryan Reynolds, like perfect suit. Like, unless you're like really doing it.
I was going to say.
You could do that.
It gives an opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
Some really Gatsby.
Oh, yeah. You got to go Gatsby.
Yeah.
Like, you got to look proper.
Yeah, like to do that.
There's only one way to do it. You've got to go high fashion, like proper, tailored, proper. You have to go proper.
Yeah.
Like the casual off the rack suit and tie.
But who wearing that shit every day?
Very few people. Very few people. And honestly, if you're that kind of person, like you're about that life, you fuck with it heavy, you should do it because it now stands out.
Yeah, you're right.
$1.99
Of course. Of course, bro.
Since you started this, I was actually, it's funny, this, it went here. What was, like, what has been the dress attire? Because I'll say, the one thing I've loved about this company is you can wear whatever you want. And I've always said, that's because my feet hurt.
It was from day one.
But, like, I was always like, man, I could, if you came to me tomorrow, like, Zach, I need you to wear a suit, I'd be like, Gary, I love you.
100%.
I couldn't do it.
No,
every day.
Day one, it was casual as crazy. It was crazy.
I respect that.
People work harder and better when they're comfortable.
Yeah, I just I'm just.
Hoodie,
yeah,
put your hoodie on.
You're good. My number one skill is my inability to not do things that feel right to me. It's my number one skill.
That's beautiful.
It's led me to everything good. Something just happened where I had a big deal and it died at like 11:59. Got you. And the people around me were like, ah, this sucks, this blows. And we were all disappointed. I wanted it bad. And it was like, it just happened. It was just a thing. Nonetheless, the thing just got really fucked. And it was a big investment. Mm-hmm. And it got really fucked on some really, like, I feel bad for them, like something they couldn't control. But immediately where my brain went is like, man, this is it. Like, because it might fuck up the whole thing. And it seemed like maybe the biggest thing that could, like one of the bigger things I could have done, and it got fucked up. And the second it happened, first I felt bad. You can do whatever you want. First I felt bad for them, and then immediately I'm like, this is it. Because if I would have fucking folded and not stayed my ground and still done it, and then this would have happened, where now it's like in trouble, I would have felt double bad.
Damn. That's crazy.
That doesn't feel like it's pulling or anything?
No, I'm good. That's why you always just have to do what you have to do. Because you don't know what the outcomes are going to be regardless. And so if it's if you compromise and it doesn't work out, then you double lost. I'm so hot on dying on your own sword. Like if I'm going to lose, I need to lose my way. When the reason people are on tilt a lot is they lost by listening to someone. It's why people resent their parents. Because often parents or whoever, they resent someone because they listened to them. It didn't work out. Yeah. And they didn't die on their own sword. I try to avoid that at all costs.
Damn, that's the worst shit.
I think a lot about that with like marriage and shit, like where people like married someone because their mom was like, this is gonna be good for you, and then it's a fucked up marriage, and they're like you get real sad. Or like a lot of kids get forced into clearly being doctors and lawyers, but you know what's a big one no one talks about? Moms pressuring daughters to have kids 2 to 5 years before they're ready.
In the college thing.
That's real talk. Like a lot of women, like I get a lot of DMs from a lot of 20 to 40 year olds. A thing that you don't hear a lot about is how much pressure.
They want to be a grandma. Women,
yeah, she wants to be grandma.
I'm home by myself. I want to be.
And then they do it and it doesn't, they have postpartum. They weren't ready. Their husband wasn't ready. They weren't ready. They were just about to pop off at work. Like they didn't want to. Like you just can't do things based on other people or it's over.
It'll fuck you up.
Yep. And you live for their validation.
That's it.
A lot of people do that shit, though.
That's how people live life.
Most people, I'm a firm believer of me going through my situation, growing up in the ghetto, going to jail, going to prison, coming home, doing my thing. I really didn't give a fuck about nobody. Because I was like,
that's one of the advantages growing up in the dirt.
They used to come in my cell and make me strip out, ass naked. You think I give a fuck about how y'all feel about me?
100%.
Fuck everybody.
That's why, by the way, that's why I believe in losing.
Man.
Eighth place trophies fucked everyone up because people got scared of losing. You lost so heavy.
Heavy.
That you're like, this?
This shit is easy.
That's why I live my life. I'm like, you don't know. Like, I lost so much early on that, like, I'm like, everything's easy.